Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Bill Brandt is our guest. Bill, tell us about Development Specialists, Inc.
Jim, DSI is one of the nation's oldest, if not the oldest, restructuring firms, and what we do is...
Well, if you're the founder, it'd have to be the oldest, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry. I usually let the easy ones go, but I couldn't.
Is there another softball I can throw your way because your bat was almost broken hitting that one? Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
We've been providing restructuring and corporate counseling services for almost 40 years now, and a lot of household names have come through our shop in a lot of big and small cases, and I know that your audience is heavily weighted towards the small business, but
right.
We've done an inordinate amount of those over the years. And so if you don't use us, as long as you use somebody and make a call as quickly as you can,
right.
A second pair of eyes and ears is never a bad thing. And we encourage it as often as, sort of a health checkup, if you will.
Absolutely. Bill, I want to continue this conversation about what happened overnight with us, with the United States military taking out Osama bin Laden. He was given the opportunity, according to reports, to surrender. He didn't. We tapped him, and now he's in the now he sleeps with the fishes. The main
literally
thing,
at this point.
Yeah, exactly. They buried him at sea. The main thing I wanted to point out, the thing I wanted to discuss right now, Bill, is I want to take my hat off to President Obama. I want to congratulate him. My audience knows that I've got a lot of bones to pick with him. I've got a lot of axes to grind with his policies, and I'm not going to change that. That's going to continue. But at this moment, I want to congratulate him for his administration and for following through for, I think probably, the man showed, I think he showed his Americanism, his patriotism. I just got to give him some credit for pulling this off and following through for the continuity of administrations, as we said earlier, and showing the world that we've got a long memory and it doesn't matter who's in the White House.
Jim, I think this goes back to something that you and I used to discuss when we were younger and we used to live by, and that is the bickering among the parties stops at the water.
The foreign
policy was, and I think this, the continuity between the Bush and the Obama administrations, to the great chagrin, I might add, of some in my party, is an emblematic of the fact that even with FDR, our bickering stopped at the water. We are one country. And to the extent we present a united front overseas, I think it will help us, indefinitely in the future, and always has. And so that's what you're seeing this morning. Well, I think what we were talking about just before the break is, as much as I think the Navy SEALs and the Force Recon guys had their way with Osama and his people last night, more important long run will be there's probably one or two intel guys who were there as well.
Right.
And while it wasn't hooked up to the internet, my guess is there were more than a few laptops and a few other things lying around there with just a treasure trove of information. Remember what
got
when they hit the other folks in Pakistan,
exactly.
The guy who planned the 9/11 stuff.
Right.
This is going to allow them. I mean, I'm sure that right this morning there are a number of change of address cards being filed in Pakistan as we speak. A lot of rats are running this morning.
That's right.
Because there's a quick roll-up going on. And that's going to be, in addition to one of the nice things for the intel people, everybody's going to be focused on Osama, and that's going to be the news. But for the next 48 to 72 hours, my God, they're going to mine.
What you're saying is the real work has just now begun. And I'll tell you, though, I just want to say that when knowing that President Obama is the most liberal senator ever, that we have when he was senator, he was. I mean, his voting record showed that. But I'm just saying, isn't it interesting? Don't you find it interesting that when the keys were dropped in his hands, when he saw the reality of this national security information, the apparatus, the our threats, that made him say, okay, this no more campaigning. Now I have to lead, and this is one example. And I tip my hat to him.
I agree and I disagree. I think
disagree quickly. Disagree quickly.
Your premise is wrong. I think whoever occupies that office is sobered.
I agree.
I think whether you're liberal or conservative, that there's a difference between campaigning and governing, and right. all of them know it.
But see, you were the one that brought up some of your people in your party didn't like it. You know, he had to say, you know what, I can't help what those people like or don't like.
Yeah,
I've got to do the right thing here.
And Bush had to say the same thing to his people, and that is the way you govern. You govern from the center. We both talked about
this. The bottom line is this is a proud day, in my opinion, for America, that we and I think the world is taking note of this. Don't you, Bill?
I do, but I also think, Jim, that there's never not a proud day for America.
Well,
everybody still wants to come.
I know,
here,
but
is, you know,
we're all a little bit straighter and our chests are out a little bit farther. Thanks, Bill, for being here. Good job, Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.